What does it take to stand out and move up? How can customers tell the difference between you and the competition? How can you differentiate your products and services and dominate your market? It's time now for Project Distinct, the podcast on creating distinction with Scott McCain.
Hello and welcome to the latest edition of Project Distinct. It's Scott McCain with you today. First time to record on the road. I'm sitting in a hotel room in Tucson, Arizona, doing the program today. I've got a speech for the Principal Financial Group, which is really going to be an interesting program. I'll let you know tomorrow how it goes. These are the elite financial advisors in America. It's called the Elite Advisors Retreat. And it's really a privilege because these are people who have already created distinction in their respective marketplace in financial services. And now they're coming to a meeting to learn how to stand out even more. So it's a particular challenge for me that I'm really excited about. I'm really looking forward to, because it's on how do you take people that are already distinctive to a higher level. And so that's really a special opportunity and a special privilege. So I'm really happy to have the chance to do that. We have a sponsor for the first time on Project Distinct. And that part's really cool because, as you know, the Distinction Institute, the company that I have that does in-depth virtual training, typically is the sponsor of the program. But Audible.com has come on board as a sponsor. So very excited about that. Project Distinct is brought to you by Audible.com. And by the way, one of the things that you can do is to get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial. Okay, once again, you get a free download and you get a 30-day free trial. Just go to www.audibletrial.com/distinct. That's audibletrial.com/distinct. There are over 180,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or MP3 player. Pretty cool, huh? Today, I want to talk to you about something that happened last night here at the hotel. I'm speaking, as I mentioned, today, so I'm here last night. I'm going through my slides. Don't want to have room service, just kind of want to get out of the room. So I go downstairs to the hotel restaurant, but I'm dining by myself, and I don't want to take up a table, you know, because of not wanting to commandeer a four-top or a two-top and take up space for the server. So I sit down at the bar, and I'm at the far end of the bar, and I'm having dinner at the bar, and there are two men and a woman at the other end of the bar. And they're having this conversation, and finally the woman looks at me and says, "Well, you're quiet down there. You ought to participate in our conversation." Well, as it turns out, it was a married couple and a friend of theirs. Now, this couple had been high school sweethearts, I found out, and the other gentleman that was visiting them here in Arizona was also from New Jersey, as the couple was. And so they told me over the course of the conversation, they had retired, and they'd moved to Tucson. And they were playing golf and not doing too much. And their friend was saying to them, "I just can't imagine that, where all you do is play golf and then you come here to the hotel and you have a drink or you eat dinner and that's about it." And the couple was repeatedly saying, "Well, when you get to be our age, things kind of slow down for you a little bit. And when you get to be our age, you got to realize you got to take better care of yourself. When you get to be our age, well, we figured we better play golf now because you don't know how much longer there is in life than that. When you get to be our age," over and over and over. And so I said, "Well, you guys look pretty good. I mean, if you don't mind my asking, how old are you? When did you move here?" And they said, "Oh, well, we both just turned 62. So we figured we'd better get out here pretty quick." And I was just blown away. You know, 62. Now, don't get me wrong. I mean, 62, you're not going to be going back to college and starting for the basketball team. You're not going to be riding in the Kentucky Derby. I get that, right? I mean, you're not a spring chicken at 62. 60 is not the new 20 by any stretch of the imagination. On the other hand, when life expectancy now is in the 80s, and we find one of the fastest growing population segments being people living to be 100, do you really want to spend 30 to 40 years of your life retired? What happens when you lose the desire to pursue distinction? And the funny thing was, I think they could have passed for 72, not 62. they had decided that they were going to be senior citizens. And so the way they acted, the way they dressed, the way that they behaved was very interestingly exactly what they had decided to be. When people ask me about distinction, one of the things I often say is you can really be about as distinctive as you decide to be. How distinctive do you choose to be? How distinctive do you want to be? How much do you want to stand out from your competition? How much do you want your career to stand out? How much do you seek to achieve the things that you truly desire? You're going to be about the age you decide to be. You're going to be about as distinctive as you decide to be. I'll have more on that in just a moment, but I did want to remind you about the special offer that's available through Audible. For the listeners of Project Distinct, Audible is offering a free audiobook download and a free 30-day trial to give you the opportunity to check out their service. So you can select from some of the great books on audio. For example, Crush It by Gary Vaynerchuk, or Lean In by Facebook's Sheryl Sandberg. Or you can even get free The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry, How Every Employee Can Deliver the Ultimate Customer Experience, by my favorite author. And when I recorded this book, one of the books that you can get free on Audible is my latest from McGraw-Hill, The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry. You can download that book absolutely free. All you got to do is try the free trial on audible.com. So to download your free audiobook, go to audibletrial.com/distinct. Again, that's audibletrial.com/distinct. You can get your free audiobook. It can even be The 7 Tenets of Taxi Terry by me. One last thought on being as distinctive as you choose to be, being what you choose to be. You know, I think it's fine to retire at any age that you decide you want to retire. But I also think it could get pretty doggone boring, don't you? I mean, the part that really impacted me last night was the way that these people carried themselves, the way they communicated about themselves was a reflection not of their chronologic age, but of their attitude, their approach. And my hope for you and my challenge I'll make to myself, because I certainly don't want to tell you to do something I'm not willing to do myself, is to continue to have a distinctive and fresh and dynamic and compelling viewpoint on life, because that's the only way that life is going to be distinctive for us. Hey, I'm really glad you joined me today. Thanks for tuning in to Project Distinct. Please share the podcast if you like it. Please subscribe to it on iTunes. Thank you so much, and I look forward to talking to you again tomorrow on Project Distinct.
You've been listening to the podcast to help you stand out and move up. Project Distinct with Scott McCain. For more insights from Scott, visit his blog at createdistinction.com. To have Scott bring his award-winning platform presentation to your next meeting, go to scottmccain.com. Scott McCain can become your virtual coach, educating and helping you create distinction in the most comprehensive way possible. Visit our website, distinctioninstitute.com, for all the details. Be distinct.